You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Saved hundreds of dollars on your car insurance. I bet you'd save that receipt. Frame it even. But really, where did I go wrong? Was it the corkage fee?
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. Visit geico.com today.
Italian Coast Guard and commercial vessels have come to the rescue of at least 16 boats carrying refugees in the Mediterranean.
Ships rescued nearly 4,000 migrants in just one day from smugglers' boat off the Libyan coast. The Italian Coast Guard said that 17 different rescue operations were carried out Saturday after smugglers took advantage of calm seas and nice weather to move the migrants out of Africa on fishing boats. Marta Migdałek, London.
Almost 300 women and children, bewildered and traumatized, finally being cared for. They are the first of nearly 700 people released by Boko Haram extremists in Nigeria. They've now been transported to a refugee camp.
Many of them have the orange hair that signals kwashiorkor, which is pretty severe malnutrition. They've got the distended bellies, little pot bellies.
AP's Michelle Fall. More than 20 are being treated for gunshot wounds and broken limbs. This is USA Headline News.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-479-2697. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-479-2697.
Two men are dead and a security officer wounded in a suburb of Dallas. More from John Clements.
The shooting occurred right outside the Curtis Caldwell Center at the event that was being hosted by the American Freedom Defense Initiative that featured a $10,000 prize for the best cartoon depicting the Prophet Muhammad. Muslims find any depiction of Muhammad as offensive. This was the sound of an officer dressed in SWAT gear as he told everyone inside that they needed to move to a safer area.
We are going to move y'all into the auditorium here in just a minute. I just need everybody to remain calm, be kind of orderly, and we're going to take you into the auditorium a little further away from the front of this building.
One witness said there were at least 20 shots fired at the scene. I'm John Clemens.
Travel for the royal couple and their newborn girl.
The royal couple is expected to spend several days at their London home before traveling to their country home on Queen Elizabeth II's Sandringham estate. Neville Warnes lives near the estate and says William and Kate will be happy there.
And that's why I like to come, and that's why the royal family like to come to Sandringham at Christmas and over Christmas, that they can get away from the city life.
A number of London landmarks, including Tower Bridge, were lit in pink overnight to commemorate the baby's birth. I'm Ross Simpson.
And there may be some progress in talks between Greece and its international creditors. Greece has threatened to leave the euro, but negotiators hope for an agreement later this month. I'm Richard Strong, USA Headline News.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Local weather here at HuntertonChamberRadio.com or for Flemington surrounding area. It's nice outside, about 64 right now. Sunny today. High might reach into the 80s. Tonight, partly cloudy, low in the 50s. Looks like 40% chance of showers on Tuesday. Otherwise, we're going to have a high up around 80 degrees. Tuesday night, again, chance of showers, low in the upper 50s. Wednesday, slight chance of showers in the morning. Otherwise, cloudy with a high near 72. Wednesday night, clearing up, low around 50. Sunny on Thursday, high in the 70s. Cloudy on Thursday night, low in the 50s. Friday and Saturday look like the same thing. Sunny looks like a great weekend coming up. Stay tuned for Chef Bill's Table. All right, hey, welcome to the table here. Chef Bill, missed you last week. Had to be somewhere on Monday. So I hope you enjoy the rewinds, the archives, always. So we've got, kind of a full hour today. We're up to letter M with cooking terms and utensils, but also it's Mother's Day coming up. Big food holiday, of course. Big one for the restaurants, but I'm sure there's still plenty of people that would make a nice meal at home. Although it's nice to go out for a treat, you realize, of course, that you're out with most of the rest of the country, I guess. And sometimes reservations are hard to get, and sometimes it's crowded, and it could be rushed through if restaurants are trying to satisfy all their requests for tables at Jake's. Of course, we give plenty of time to turn, we call turning the table, the time from when people are seated till the time they leave. We don't really program it. Some places do seatings every 2 hours, you know, especially the buffets, so I guess so you don't hang around there all day. Buffets are nice. It's seems a little odd to have mom go serve herself, but of course you can help with that too. You could make up a plate so mom doesn't have to get up and travel. And although it is kind of fun to explore everything, as I say, buffets, especially brunch buffets, are fun. If we had an extra party room at the restaurant, we'd certainly do one. It's you get all the benefit of little taste of things, and you don't get locked into one big plate of food. But it's funny. Of course, M-word menus. Menus are changing nowadays. We find that I saw a couple of chefs are even removing what they call entrees. We call them entrees, which in America means main courses. I think traditionally an entree was a starter, an earlier course in the meal. But whatever reason, people still seem to like their. I always thought small plates are meant for sharing and large plates aren't, but may see that category disappear as people realize you don't have to eat a lot of one thing. Better to have a couple of smaller things, especially in restaurants. If you eat out a lot, it's a good discipline, actually, because if you're home, you know, you tend to maybe make too much and then you go back for seconds and you end up overeating. Whereas in a restaurant, you order your portion and that's it. That's what you get. So people that dine out frequently have learned that the way they order food is it's not that they don't like it or don't care for it, but they just want. I've had one customer one time says, "I want only 6 French fries on my plate." And obviously, you know, if you give you the whole order, then you're going to snack and eat them all. If you have just 6, that's probably enough, and then you go on from there. So eating the week. So we've got a few things to tie in together. Today's Orange Juice Day, National Orange Juice Day. Always good. Orange juice, besides a beverage, great ingredient. We use it in a marinade, another M word, for our steak tips. We like the lower acid of the orange juice in a marinade, so it doesn't turn the especially with, I use it with the steak tips, and it doesn't turn the meat that grayish, dull color. It leaves the meat red. So sometimes you'll see that if you've marinated something too long, it's got the tenderness. It's hard to tell if it's rare or medium rare or not because the color's all the same. And orange juice with that lower acid allows that to happen, maintain the color, still good flavor. We use orange juice, soy, in a ratio of 3 parts to 1 part, then a little garlic. Some people like ginger. There's no oil in the marinade, although a little sesame oil, you know, you could do that if you like, but really a good basic marinade for steak. The 5th, Cinco de Mayo, of course, another celebration, food holiday, if you will. The enchilada, it's National Enchilada Day, although it also happens to be National Oyster Day, National Hoagie Day, and Chocolate Custard. Again, some of these dates have multiple celebrations going on. But an enchilada, certainly the different variations of it, different sauces, probably represents, that's a decent representation of what we know as basic Mexican food. You know, there's the tacos and all the, you know, Tex-Mex type things, but it seems the enchilada, it's kind of like a crepe, or a, you know, in Italy the pasta, the manicotti. It's with the tortilla rolled around a filling, and then sauce. Now it doesn't have to be just one kind of sauce. It could be a mole. It could be a green chili, red. Some do the green and the red, and a little crema. Some people put cheese on them. It's like a cheese enchilada. You'd have cheese inside, then cheese on top. Doesn't you know, it's a little repetitive, but I think it's would be neater to make them with a rice and, you know, you could do a vegetable filling or meat or poultry, and then work on the sauces. I think the nice tricolor would be nice, just a green chili, a red chili, and then either a crema or a white sauce on top. 6th is No Diet Day. And that's the day we don't worry about dieting. Again, I know with summer coming up, people are on diets, but I guess take a break this week. We're not going to have a diet. We're not going to follow our diet on the 6th, although it's the other holiday would be Crepe Suzette for the 6th. 7th, Roast Leg of Lamb. Not just lamb in general, just Roast Leg of Lamb. One of my favorite roasts. Probably, you know, globally, it's probably more common. This country, America, you know, we're not big lamb eaters. I think out west, probably closer to where it's produced, but it seems in general, you don't see them. It's expensive, and a lot of times we end up with imports. I think probably it's tough to use all the cuts. Everybody wants the chops or the rack. The leg is a very good versatile cut because you can cut the steaks out of it. Have the butcher cut some. You can usually get about 3 good steaks out of the lamb with the little bone in the center, and then use the rest for a roast. And of course, you have the shank there, which is always nice braised. But roast leg of lamb, I don't know, be my favorite even for a Mother's Day dinner. The 8th, coconut cream pie day. The 9th, Moscato, the wine. Apparently started in 2012. The Galef family, big wine producers, got this date, May 9th, designated as Moscato Day. The Moscato comes from the Muscat grape. Very fruity. If you think of some citrus, some pear, some melon. And the wine's a little bit sweet, which makes it easy. Of course, in the warm weather, you chill it down. It's an easy lead-in wine for people that aren't quite ready for the very, very bone dry white wines. If you think of Asti Spumante, the sparkling wine that also could be slightly sweet, oftentimes used as a dessert wine, that's the Muscat grape. So if you've probably had it already and didn't realize it, if you've had Asti Spumante, you've had this grape. And they make great dessert wines too, and really probably one of the most earliest grapes cultivated as far as fine grapes, but you'll see in some dessert wines too, the Muscat grape. And then the 10th is Shrimp Day, which would be really nice if you're coming up on Mother's Day. Shrimp is always a nice treat, and of course on your buffets you always have shrimp, but if you're making it at home, great, quick, easy dish, whether you have it as a main course or as an appetizer. So we'll give you a couple of tips on handling shrimp. We could, you know, obviously do a whole show on shrimp, but I think shrimp, it's one of those still fairly affordable seafood treats. Crab meat's very expensive. Lobster, of course, with the late winter, lobster's got real expensive. Shrimp's always good, very popular, kind of universal, but we'll teach you how to do your own instead of buying those pre-cooked frozen rings at the big box stores. We've got a break for a couple of messages here. We're up against the quarter hour, and we'll be back at the table.
I'm Dave Lang with Insight Financial Services and a proud member of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. I believe that our participation and all of the opportunities that the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce offers to its members strongly contributes to our success.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Are you tired of the limitations of your small office shredder? Do you need to be compliant with federal regulations regarding the disposal of sensitive information? Are you concerned about identity theft? If so, then call AssureShred. AssureShred will provide your company customized on-site document destruction service that fulfills regulatory requirements and at the same time protects your organization from the consequences of the improper disposal of sensitive information. To obtain a free quote or to schedule an appointment, call AssureShred at 877-466-1566 today. That's 877-466-1566.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is proud to hold its second annual Hunterdon County Community Day on Saturday, June 13th from 12:30 to 6:30 at the Hunterdon County Fairgrounds in Ringo's. We thank our presenting sponsor, Hunterdon Healthcare, and the Hunterdon County Freeholders. Come get involved, be a vendor, an exhibitor, if you're a business or an organization. Come get before thousands of folks on this great day. Contact the Chamber at 908-782-7115 or visit our website at hunterdonchamber.org. Once again, join us on Hunterdon County Community Day, Saturday, June 13th. Get involved with your community today.
Hey, back at the table, Chef Pill. Where were we here now? Yes, I guess, well, let's explore the letter M first for a little bit. So I mentioned the word marinade before, marinate with the orange juice, and there's two terms that are similar, marinate and macerate. And similar in that both involve submerging food in a liquid to either tenderize or impart flavor. Now, macerate, usually we think of as with fruit. And also what you macerate the fruit in is usually either a flavored syrup or wine or a liqueur, something of that nature. It's really to impart flavor to the fruit. You're not really trying to tenderize fruit, obviously. But you could use it if, say, your fruit may be a little bit underripe, little firm. Sometimes we'll poach fruit. I did had to do a peach melba for a gentleman celebrating his 90th birthday, and that's what he wanted, old school dessert. And of course peaches aren't around right now, so I had to use the canned one, and usually you would poach the peach anyway. But I drained the syrup and I sprinkled some sweet marsala for several hours on the peach. I used some slices, and actually tasted pretty good. You know, got rid of that heaviness of the syrup, and gave that nice flavor from the fortified wine. It's a good combination. I know you could do peaches marinated in Marsala with some crushed amaretti on top. The almond cookies, which, another M-word, macaroons, kind of related. So we macerate fruit, we marinate savory foods, and it could be fish, meat, vegetables. With the fruits, obviously dried fruits, most times before you use them, you would macerate the fruits in something. Even a raisin sauce for pork, which would be actually a nice dish for Mother's Day. What I'll do is take the raisins, and if it's going to be a sherry raisin sauce, then could marinate them in some sherry wine. Sometimes I'll plump the raisins in some hot chicken broth, but if you just want to get flavor to them, you're doing a rum raisin ice cream. I always would macerate the raisins before you folded them into the ice cream. Again, imparts a little bit more flavor, and in the case of dried fruit, helps plump them up a little bit. Savory marinades, of course, flavor and for tenderize, and as short a time as 30 minutes for seafood, obviously, or vegetables, you don't need that much time, and it could be up to several days for, say, a dish like sauerbraten, especially thicker cuts where you need time for the marinade to penetrate. And what they'll often say is no matter how much time, it'll only go in a certain depth into the meat. So, say when we're brining or corning even, we want the meats to sit a long time. But with the cuts, you don't want them more than, a few inches across, because that marinade might not penetrate more than an inch and a half or 2 inches. So usually if we're marinating steaks, they're thinner ones like a flank steak. If you're marinating pork, the loin is nice, the whole loin, but the chops would be easier. And you have to be careful of it because, again, for tenderizing effect in the case of sauerbraten, you're using a very lean, often, from the leg, a little bit tougher cut. You're trying to tenderize with the acid in the wine. If you're brining something, you're looking to transfer some moisture back into the roast. So brining is important. If you leave it in too little a time, what's done, the salt has drawn moisture out, and then all of a sudden, through the osmosis, it reverses itself, and then some of the salt and some of the liquid goes back in, gives you a nice tender roast at the end. Marinades can be cooked or uncooked. If they're cooking the marinade to extract some flavor from your herbs or vegetables, obviously you like to cool it down before you put your product in there. So I think you get a little more flavor out of a cooked marinade. What I'll usually do is cook it in only half the liquid, and usually something they'll call for some kind of water, and I substitute ice cubes for the water. So you take it off the stove, you stir in the ice, and then you've got it down to a cool enough temperature where you can put the proteins in it. And then there's quick marinades for flavor only, where a lot of times for stir fries we'll do this. Again, seafood, maybe vegetables that you're going to put on the grill. It'll be small amounts. You're not really soaking or submerging the food. You're just kind of coating it and letting some flavor soak in there. Oftentimes with these marinades, you will baste with the marinade. Now, one word of caution, if you have raw proteins in your marinade, if you're going to use it to baste, what you'll do is heat it up, bring it to a simmer before you start using it. You don't want to brush raw something that's had raw protein in it. You don't want to brush that over cooked food. You're not going to fare too well with that. It's like eating raw chicken or raw pork. Not the best thing in the world. Living like a gypsy queen in a fairy tale. Then we have another similar set, macaroons and macaron. Little almond cookies. See several versions of these. The coconut macaroons you see in the stores, of course, they're little made with basically egg whites and sugar. Nice actually a nice cookie, gluten-free, if that's where you want to be. The ones in the store are a little chewy. They're okay. I've seen dried ones before. I used to crush them up to make a homemade tortoni. Of course, an Italian version, if you want them dry, the amaretti, if you think of those kind of cookies, again, egg whites, sugar, and some almond, always wrapped individually, traditional. That's a good treat. Again, that would be actually good with some of the Asti's Pomati, some of that Muscat grape. The macaroons, then the macarons with the with only one O, the French macaron, or like a little most elegant sandwich cookie imaginable. We had some friends sent us some as gifts, the French La Durée. And there's producers in New York City. I think for a Mother's Day dessert or a gift, I'll give you a little formula for making some basic ones, but the variety of these, it's just like a box of chocolates. There's every year they come up with a couple of three different combinations. They're pastry chefs. There's a sheet in the box that they've, I don't know, they've got probably 100 or 150 different varieties here. They make them heart-shaped, mostly round, and it's, again, that basically with the egg whites and the ground almond flour and sugar, and you're making a meringue. And the thing with these is they're not totally dried out like an amaretti, and they're not as sticky as the coconut ones that you see in the stores. So we'll go over a procedure for those, but just, you can let your imagination run wild if you get a hold of some recipes and a lot of variety. But at the very least, I think in lieu of chocolates, a lot of times, if you want to get mom a nice gift, I would order in some of these macarons. Have a great, again, great dessert, and the variety of the flavors that they come up with, the combinations are unreal. As far as utensils, of course, something we probably don't see how we could live without now is a microwave oven. Of course, I remember when they were radar ranges back. I worked in commercial kitchens before those things even existed, or if they did, they were so expensive most of us couldn't afford one back in the 60s. Now, of course, they're indispensable, and again, there's ways to do primary cooking in them, mostly used for reheating, melting chocolate, things like that. And we use them to, if somebody wants something without butter, it's an easy way to heat things up. Just have to be careful with it. You can't just blast everything full power, but, warming up a piece of pie or something. As far as our applications, we don't, we need to melt butter to make buffalo sauce. It's a very easy way to do it. Instead of putting it on the stove and then you dirty the pot, and if you overheat it, you burn it. It's become a great time saver. I know there are commercial ovens that run on convection and part microwave power. They have them now. They actually, have the metal inside. I come a long way with these things. They used to be, they had to handle them with kid gloves. Now you could do a lot more. The different utensils are made for them, so you actually can get some browning on things. It's pretty cool. The mandoline, another French tool. Of course, we think of the instrument, but it's, the French would, the stove, set of ranges in a French kitchen is called a piano, if you want to think of that as that musical reference. But the mandoline, there's small ones now, the plastic ones, vegetable cutters, they're known as. And you basically get thin slices or you get julienne's. And you also make a nice thing called a gaufrette with the julienne side. And we like to do this with, if you're making chips out of potatoes or even other vegetables. You'll see it's like a other term for it would be a waffle cut. So you have the crisscross and it's like a checkerboard. It gives you a lot of surface area when you're making a chip, and you get gets very crunchy. And when you're using this, of course, you slice the potato one way through the thin strips, and then you turn it a quarter turn and go through again. And of course, you want it thin enough so it shows little spaces between the checkerboard there, so you've got that total surface area. So the mandolin, nice tool, and of course a mill. food mill, or you can have a coffee mill, a spice mill. Oftentimes the coffee and spice mills are interchangeable. I like to keep those separate because of the strong flavor of each one. You don't really want to mix coffee with your spices. And washing them, it's hard to wash them out. Then you have to make sure they're totally dry. Another way to do some of this, of course, a mortar, and usually combined with a pestle. The mortar is the bowl. I used to collect those. I have some really marble ones are very sturdy, very solid. And you'll grind or pulverize or even puree. Your basic pesto sauce is made with this and, of course, named after that. But the mortar and pestle, great kitchen utensils, old school. But sometimes when you need a small batch of something, it doesn't pay to, you know, mess up a grinder or your food mill. Food mill is, it's got a crank with a spring load on it, and it kind of pushes cooked food, purees it. If you think of a potato ricer, it does the same thing. But it will leave behind skins and seeds and all that. So, you know, if you're passing tomatoes to make a sauce or a gazpacho, the food mill is the other way. The other way, of course, is your food processor and then strain it, but then you've already ground up some of the seeds and things. So food mill's kind of still indispensable. We've got a break for news, the half hour, and we'll come back to Chef Bill's Table.
USA Headline News, I'm Richard Strong. There is a relative degree of peace in Baltimore this morning, but it is a peace that came at a cost. A big financial cost for local business owners.
Saga Dafla owns a convenience store near where the rioting took place, and the curfew meant he had to close early.
I lose money. I would be very busy.
Dafla estimates he lost $3,000, but he may be one of the lucky ones. Governor Larry Hogan says the city lost 200 businesses to rioting.
Most of them were minority-owned businesses. Many of them didn't have insurance.
Julie Walker, Baltimore.
And local law enforcement.
We brought in 1,000 extra police officers, 3,000 members of the Guard, and 3,000 volunteers to help clean things up.
The state of emergency in Baltimore is expected to continue over the next few days. This is USA Headline News.
Are you putting your money into an IRA, pension, or 401k? Then I hope you're prepared to lose 30, 40, 50% or more of your retirement savings. Because it's not a question of if the market crashes again. It's a question of when. It's going to happen. Did you know there is a way you can protect and grow your wealth safely and predictably every single year? The people using this approach didn't lose a penny when the market crashed in 2000 or 2008, and they won't lose a penny in the next crash. In fact, their money will continue to grow safely year in and year out, even when stocks, real estate, and other investments tumble. A free report detailing this savings program is now available. This free report shows how you can get guaranteed growth, safety, and wealth-building power without risking your retirement in the Wall Street casino. This is the best way to have a 100% secure retirement. It far outperforms any IRA or 401k. To get this free report, visit bankonyourself.com. That's bankonyourself.com. Bankonyourself.com.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Thank you.
back at the table here, Chef Bill's table. Letter M. Oh, one last, another kind of thing I found. One word with two meanings. The Marmite, M-A-R-M-I-T-E. Now, for me, the Marmite would be a heavy pot. It's used for soup and even for stock. If you have a stock pot. We have, of course, with the tap on the bottom, so you can draw off the broth. Get all the good juice. The fat, of course, is on the top. And when you see the fat start to run, then you just shut it off and you can dispose of the fat. It doesn't get mingled in with the broth. Then you have to cool it, make sure they take the fat off the top. And traditionally, of course, some of them would have little feet on them because they might be setting, or legs, because you might be setting them over a live fire to cook with. But the Marmites usually would have a lid. Now, the other Marmite, and I did actually have, I remembered now, I had some years ago, my sister had brought some over in the United Kingdom. It's a savory spread. It's made from a brewer's yeast extract. It's after the brewing's done. They cook it, and there's some salt and spices. It looks kind of like a thick spread, you know, the color of soy sauce. Vegemite's the other one, if you remember the Vegemite sandwich, the Men at Work song years ago. And I guess traditionally it was after a night out of pub crawling that you would go home and have some toast with butter and some Marmite. I don't know if I'd use salted butter. The stuff's very intense, very salty, and I guess it's one of those things that you either really like it or you don't like it at all. But I think there are recipes. Some people, you know, it's like put a teaspoon in when you're tossing some pasta. It's vegetarian, obviously. And very, again, savory, very, very intense flavor. But I guess it might be one of those craves at night if you want something very savory and salty at the end of the night. Again, you know, it's not like eating a bunch of cheese or animal protein. So maybe it is something worth looking at. But that's the Marmite. Anyway. The macaron. So, we've all seen the coconut macarons with the egg whites. And you can see the bits of coconut. And they're kind of chewy, a little bit brown. But these here, they're like a small disc. And they make sandwiches. It's like a cookie, you know, a very elegant, refined cookie sandwich. Of course, they're rounded. So, it's not like a flat crispy cookie, and of course they're a little bit soft. So when we're making these, you need almond flour, which ground, you know, finely ground almonds, sugar, egg whites, and then whatever you're flavoring them with. So recipe these La Duree gives you. We have a book actually, and it's got all their specialties in there. The fillings, I mean, you think about combinations. They've got your basic praline and chocolate. They make some that are heart-shaped, but they'll have a licorice caramel heart, or they'll have a orange blossom filling. The fillings are where they do use a little food coloring, and they'll use natural food colorings in them, but they'll do rose petals, they'll do one with anise, lime and basil. Just the colors, I mean, it's a cornucopia of colors and flavors on these. As I say, it's like getting that box of assorted chocolates. And you get the roadmap in there so you can tell what you're getting. But just looking at them, they're just beautiful. So you've got 2 3/4 cup of ground almond or almond flour, and then 2 cups plus a tablespoon of the confectioner's sugar. Otherwise, they call it the icing sugar or 10X sugar. 6 1/2 egg whites at room temperature, and they'll say actually, you know, the classical bakers would age them for a few days anyway, let them sit in the refrigerator. But you want all your ingredients at room temperature. Then you've got a cup plus a tablespoon of super fine sugar or bar sugar, sometimes it's called. And then whatever color or flavor, if you're doing something as simple as vanilla, or if you want it, I mean, you don't need really almond extract, but when you get into some of these combinations, if you want chocolate, you would put in some cocoa powder, some chefs use the melted chocolate, but the cocoa powder is fine. If you, you know, you could do a pistachio one, so you'd substitute some ground pistachio for some of the almond. Basically, what you're doing is you're taking six of the egg whites, and you save the half egg white, and you're going to whip them, and you have that cup and tablespoon of superfine sugar, so you're going to slowly add that sugar to it to get your nice white fluffy meringue. And then you have your confectioner's sugar and your ground almond flour. You mix that together, and then you're going to fold that into this meringue mixture. So it's two kinds of sugar. One is to make the meringue, and then the other one is to fold in. And then with this batter, the half egg white that's left, you beat it lightly with a fork just till it's frothy, and then you add that to moisten the batter at the end. So then, again, your color, your flavor, whatever you're doing. But we'll just do the basic one to get started. So you need parchment paper, and you need a 300-degree oven. You use, of course, your baking sheet. So you use a pastry bag with the plain tip, and you want to pipe 1.5-inch rounds and give some space between them because they will settle out a little bit. And what we like to do, if they're not totally smooth, what you could do is once you have your tray of them piped onto the parchment, you're using parchment paper for this, just tap the tray to flatten them out a little bit. Now, the secret with these is, of course, you let them sit for about 10 to 12 minutes uncovered. Just let them sit out at room temperature, and a slight skin will start to form on them. This is what you want. You want that little skin on these cookies. Then you bake them, again, 300 degrees, and you don't want these to brown. If you don't wait for them to turn color, you actually want these to be very, very pale. They'll be done way before they color, even with the amount of sugar in there, because you're using a fairly slow oven. So 14, 15 minutes, they come out. And what you do right away is you lift up the corners of the parchment and you take a couple of tablespoons of water and splash it onto the hot pan. And you let this will help loosen the cookie from the parchment. This is the secret, another one of the little tricks they tell you here. Because you want to let them cool off before you remove them from the pan. Of course, they're going to, you know, they're going to keep setting up. And then they tell you to invert them onto a plate, so the rounded side would be down. So now you have these cookies, and what do we do with them? Well, we're going to fill them with something. And you could do an icing if you like. Ganache is the favorite, probably the easiest one for your first time through, where you would take some semi-sweet chocolate chopped up and some any flavoring you like. Sometimes I like a couple of drops of espresso or even Kahlua in there. You could use vanilla, of course, or, you know, orange, anything you like, flavor the chocolate with. And then you pour some heavy cream. You scald some cream, pour it over, let it sit till the chocolate melts, and you'll stir this till it's smooth. Now, the ganache, when it comes, it'll set up at cool room temperature, and then it's able to be spread into on the flat side of these, and you make little sandwiches out of them. And just delicious. You know, again, they're not, you don't have to, I mean, if you have a filling like ganache, you may want to refrigerate them. We kept them in the refrigerator. They were shipped to us, but you can use fruit fillings. I mean, the combinations are endless. And, of course, a book that my wife found by this company, they give you a lot of recipes for these fillings here. There's and these aren't really frosted on the top, although once in a while they've got a gilded chocolate and a silvery vanilla with some type of topping. They make little hearts if you like. Let's say a strawberry mint. There's a guava would be a neat filling. There's a cherry. And of course, they'll make the cookies, and if it's a cherry filling, they will dye the cookie batter a little bit red with food coloring or food dye. They've got a coffee cardamom one, green apple. So whatever, if it's an orange filling, you may dye the cookie batter orange. And this is how the people, you know, you can kind of tell the color of the cookie gives you kind of a hint at what's inside, although you can contrast them. We're up against the quarter hour. We got a break for a couple of messages, and then we'll be back and maybe figure out our quick menu for Mother's Day.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
This is Megan Jones Holt, the radio host of the Rotary Hour and president of Boxes for You. Why am I a member of the Chamber of Commerce? It can be summed up in one word: opportunities. Opportunities to market your business and yourself.
Hunter Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weichert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 and Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technology to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
Unionville Vineyards is the perfect destination for wine tastings and tours, corporate events, birthday parties, or your special day. Located in East Amwell, New Jersey, Unionville Vineyards offers an escape from the rush of daily life and a chance to relax in the beautiful countryside. Our tasting room is open 7 days a week, 12 to 5 p.m., excluding major holidays. For more information, contact us at unionvillevineyards.com or call us at 908-788-0400.
All right, back at the table here. Oh, Unionville, new sponsor here. We were just there. I took my beverage class there for a tour last Monday. Always kind of neat to see how things are made. Appreciate all the hard work that our producers, whether wine or our farmers producing our food, how hard they work. It's not just throwing stuff in the ground and waiting for it to grow. And there's a lot of care that goes into these products. So it's good to appreciate where things come from. Anyway, so Mother's Day. So What are some treats? The macarons, definitely, you know, order some in. If you don't want to make your own, you can get some ordered in from somewhere. It would be a great dessert. And I would do some fruit. I would macerate some fruit. And, of course, the berries are good right now. And the simplest way of a lot of restaurants do is right in the Grand Marnier. If you don't want anything alcoholic in there, of course, a little orange juice might not be bad. We've got an orange juice day coming up. What we used to do with fruit is also either use a, you know, some kind of lemon lime, whether it's, you know, 7-Up, Sprite, or generic, a little lemon lime soda in fruit mixes just before they were served. So you've got a little spritz to them, you know, still a little bit of that carbonation, and you've got, of course, the lemon lime flavors and the sugar. Don't use a diet one if you really want the full sugar in these things, especially if the berries happen to be not super ripe. If they're perfect, then I wouldn't do too much with the berries. I wouldn't do too much to them. But the Grand Marnier is, again, for flavor, and you sprinkle. You don't need to put a lot on there. Now, of course, it's roast leg of lamb week. Lamb would be a great roast, or it could be something that you marinate and grill if you tend to think toward the outside for your Mother's Day feast, or at least if you want to keep some of the cooking outside, it might not be a bad idea. And you could take your mortar and pestle and grind up some spices, do either a rub or a marinade. And, of course, somewhere, whether it is an appetizer or a main course, we would bring shrimp into the question. Starting the soft shells now, I know at Jake's we've been running them. Very expensive now, coming from farther south. Hopefully, as the water gets warmer, we'll get some a little bit closer to home. But right now, they're a little bit dear. Usually, you know, you try to have them at least by Memorial Day. We kind of push the season. You know, they start with Florida, and that Florida season's very short, and then moves up the coast, I think, coming out of Georgia now. But shrimp is something that's always available. You know, some countries go into conservation. So the Mexican shrimp they'd go into conservation certain times of the year. So supplies would get a little bit tight. But I think it's so available from everywhere now. It's one of those, I guess, still affordable luxuries. So if you're making just simple chilled shrimp, what we like to do is cook them in the shell. At Jake's, we'll peel and devein them for stir fries, for sautés, for grilling. But for the shrimp cocktail or chilled shrimp, you cook them in a shell. It gives it a lot more flavor. They don't curl up as much. You poach them lightly. You don't want to really bring them. You don't want to really boil them. The protein sets at a very low temperature. You don't want to toughen them up. We'll make a flavored water to put them in. Besides salt, we use some lemon and bay leaf and some black peppercorns. Very simple one. We will bring this to a boil first, so it gets some flavor from the bay and the lemons. We just use wedges. You want the skin. You want some of the oil in there, all that flavor. And put in the shrimp in the shell. And usually it'll be previously frozen. That's fine. The nice thing about this, you cook it, and then you can leave it in the shell for a few days if you have to, and then peel it right before you're going to serve it. Kind of protects it, keeps it from drying out. But cooking in the shell, it's like cooking a steak or something on a bone. It gives you a lot more flavor. So once the shrimp is chilled, what we do is we cool it with some ice. You don't really want to soak it in a lot of water right away, but just some ice on top. Stop the cooking, and then you're peeling the shrimp. We leave the little tail on, and then you can take out, if the mud vein is there, you can, with the tip of the knife, or even, you know, if you want to run under some cool water, you can wash them off. And then you've got your nice shrimp that, again, they're not curled up so much. And you can save them in the shell until you really need them, but a nice chilled shrimp. You could even rewarm these if you wanted to, but I think just a simple chilled shrimp. You could do a little variety of sauces if you want. You could do, you know, besides the cocktail sauce, you know, some kind of salsa might be nice, or you may want a mayonnaise-based sauce. Mayonnaise, of course, would have been a nice term for M Day, but and Mother's Day. But there are many mayonnaise-based sauces out there that we serve with shellfish. We do the remoulade. We do a couple of versions of that as a sherry sauce. There's many, many things. And that's another sauce that, you know, for general use, yes, we buy prepared mayonnaise. But if you're making a special sauce, it is worth making your own, because you can choose the oil that you use if you want a nice, stronger olive oil. You can kind of control the salt and sugar, which is the basic reason for making a lot of things. If you're making them fresh, that gives you control over not only those calories, but, you know, the flavoring. Since you're not worried about preserving it, you're making it fresh, you just keep the salt content and the sugar content down a little bit. So, I guess, yeah, shrimp, a roast, use your mandolin, make some gaufrette potatoes. Make your waffle chips there and soak them in water. Then you would drain them, dry them very well, and fry them up just like potato chips. Again, your main course, either leg of lamb or rack of lamb. Pork rack would be nice. And, of course, mancetta, M-A-N-C-H-E-T-T-E, are the little paper frills that you'll sometimes see on roasts like that when you French the bone, another M word there. Again, some macarons, some fruit for dessert. And this is something you could serve earlier in the day for lunch, or you could serve at night, or, hey, if you just want a snack, maybe take mom out for brunch, and then at nighttime just have a simple dinner of a salad, some chilled shrimp, and some fruit, and some cookies, fancy cookies, macaroons. Chef Bill signing off. We gotta head on out. Reservations, of course, always available still at the restaurant at Jake's, or your favorite place. Hopefully it's Jake's. We serve all day. We serve dinner all day with some specials. And we'll have halibut. Hopefully have some soft shells. Of course, prime rib always available. And we will be doing the roast rack of pork. So head on out or enjoy your Mother's Day at home.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Headline News, I'm Richard Strong. There is a relative degree of peace in Baltimore this morning, but it is a peace that came at a cost. A big financial cost for local business owners.
Saga Dafla owns a convenience store near where the rioting took place, and the curfew meant he had to close early.
I lose money. I would be very busy.
Dafla estimates he lost $3,000, but he may be one of the lucky ones. Governor Larry Hogan says the city lost 200 businesses to rioting.
Most of them were minority-owned businesses. Many of them didn't have insurance.
Julie Walker, Baltimore.
And local law enforcement.
We brought in 1,000 extra police officers, 3,000 members of the Guard, and 3,000 volunteers to help clean things up.
The state of emergency in Baltimore is expected to continue over the next few days. This is USA Headline News.
And now, for GEICO's edition of Stuff Found in Your Car, we go inside your side door pocket.
Hello, yes, the crumpled receipt with gum in it. From your anniversary dinner, you sprang for expensive wine, your server was Beth. That dinner was a couple $100s. Money you could get back if you switched to GEICO and saved hundreds of dollars on your car insurance. I bet you'd save that receipt. Frame it even. But really, where did I go wrong? Was it the corkage fee?
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you.